This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's high country is in for what may be an average snowpack this winter. The La Niña weather pattern that starts off the west coast of the U.S. will be key. That's according to Paul Schlatter with the National Weather Service.
Typically, though, we get a lot of events that are quick moving, coming from the northwest, which is typically not doesn't have the highest moisture content. But there are a lot of those storms, and that favors the high mountains and the west slope for snowfall.
Schlatter says La Niña weather cycles can be challenging to predict, so right now he calls the outlook hit or miss. Representative Ed Perlmutter has a new approach to try to get the U.S. Senate to approve his marijuana banking bill. The policy would let financial institutions work with marijuana businesses in legal states. Perlmutter has successfully added it onto a massive defense spending bill. Once that passes the House, the next hurdle will be a conference committee with the Senate.
And we've got to make sure that safe banking stays in the bill as part of the conference. So we have work to do. This isn't over by any stretch, but it's a good step.
The House has passed the Safe Banking Act numerous times, but it has been blocked for various reasons by Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Banking Committee. CDOT is ramping up its work on Interstate 25 between Colorado Springs and Denver before the winter weather arrives. Crews are laying as much pavement as they can while temperatures are warm. That'll cause delays along the highway. This is CPR News.